For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and oh my God, you guys, I am exhausted. It's so funny because last week I was talking all about how I just, well, last week's episode was all about deep work, and the week before that was all about how I haven't been drinking for the past year and how I've been loving it. And like one of the biggest things that I've come to realize with not drinking is that I just don't like going out. I like staying home, all this sort of stuff. Well, last night I was literally out until 2 a.m. and I didn't drink, but I still stand by it. Like I just don't like it. I'm so freaking tired today. I'm exhausted. And I can't believe it's like 11:15. I woke up at 8 and I've just been kind of planning this podcast episode ever since. And just like online shopping a little bit, very on brand with today's episode. Cause you know, I go to like look up things to link and then I'm like, oh, that's cute. Let me just like look at that. But anyway, all this is to say that I am so freaking tired. And this just furthermore proves my point that I am someone that likes to be in bed by 9 p.m. every night. And like, that's just my life. And like, I'm good with that. Anyway, hi guys. I hope you are having an amazing Monday so far. If today's your first day of school, back to classes, a new job, good luck. Congratulations. It's very exciting. I know that in like my area, this is the first day of school for all the high schools and you know schools in the area and stuff, which is really exciting. I had a lot of college girlies starting back up last week, so they're probably in the full swing of things this week. So it's all very exciting, and fall is really fun just because of new beginnings. And even though I'm someone that loves summer, you might not be able to tell if you're watching this on video because I'm just as pale as I was in the beginning of summer that I am now. I don't know if that's a testament to the fact that I just don't tan easily or the fact that I was working like all summer. Like this was a really busy summer. I'll be honest. Like I was really working a lot this summer, a lot. And I just like didn't get to have as many beach days as I feel like I have had in the past. It's a very busy summer and I'm incredibly grateful for it. But I feel like because of that, I'm not as tan. And you would never know that I love summer so much because I'm just as pale as I was in the beginning of summer that I am now. But with that being said, as much as I do love summer, I love fall just as much. Well, I don't know. I think summer is my favorite. Fall is definitely second favorite, but a close second. Anyway, I love fall and I love what fall symbolizes. It's really a time for new beginnings, and to me, new beginnings embody so much more, especially since I've been practicing yoga. They really feel very rooted in wellness and cleansing and just like the feeling of a fresh start, and that I just love. So I wanted to compile a list of fall favorites that has to do with all the things that we love fall, like cozy and football and pumpkin, which, by the way, I just had my first pumpkin spice latte the other day. Normally, I would not have any sort of pumpkin drink until at least September, but I was home. And if you guys are watching this on YouTube, then you'll see that I'm back in the office. I'm home for a couple days, but I'm going back down the shore for a couple weeks. Then I'll be home for good. But anyway, I was home like sporadically this week and last. And on the 24th is when Starbucks like released their pumpkin spice latte stuff. And I was home and there's not a Starbucks down the shore, which is why I don't get them there. Anyway, I was home again for the 10th time and it was raining. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like I had an appointment. I had a hair appointment that day. I got a head spa done, which was amazing. If you guys are in a head spa, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like the best 90 to 2 hour head massage of your life. And it's rooted in somatic healing. And it was just amazing. My friend Chelsea opened up a storefront in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. And it's called Intimately Ivy. If you guys want to follow her, it's worth the drive. If you're anywhere in Pennsylvania, it's so worth the drive. Even in Jersey, Delaware, like any tri-state area, it is worth the drive. It was just so awesome. So anyway, I had a head spa appointment and I was like, I'm going to get a Starbucks on the way. And I was like, it's raining. I'm going to a head spa. Like, I'm going to get a pumpkin spice latte because I've never had like a pumpkin spice latte, the official one. So I got the official one and I hate to say that it's good, but like, it's good. Like there's a reason that people like it. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that fall definitely has a vibe. It has a feeling. It has a scent. It has a look like it. We can all see fall. We can smell fall. But I wanted to compile a list of fall favorites that had all the fall elements, but that were also really rooted in wellness and new beginnings and cleansing and really just like that feeling of fresh new energy for fall. So I have a little bit of everything. I have some food. I have some skincare. I have some clothes. I have wellness. I just have a little bit of everything. So I think we should just dive right in. So the first thing on my fall essentials / favorites list are some scents that I want to get you guys through the season of fall, but not just like your typical pumpkin candle scents, because obviously those are delicious. We love those and they are not going anywhere. That just kind of goes without saying. But I wanted to add in three scents that to me just smell like fresh new beginnings and that are kind of timeless in the realm of seasons. But one specifically is just perfect for fall. All right. So the first one is lavender. And the reason that I bring up lavender is because lavender is amazing to wear as a scent. In if you have like an essential oils, lavender roll on, or even just an oil at all, just putting lavender on as a scent in general is amazing. It just smells so good, so calming, so fresh. And to me, that's always like such a classic timeless scent. And I think bringing that into the fall is really symbolic of a new beginning and fresh and a fresh start. To go along with that, if you were to like diffuse lavender in a workspace or in your bedroom or in your living room or wherever you spend a lot of time, or even in your entryway, so that whenever you walk into your home, your apartment, your dorm room, whatever it might be, just smelling like a fresh diffused lavender is really It just smells so special, and I don't know how else to word it other than it just reminds me of a fresh new beginning. To go along with that, diffusing eucalyptus is incredible, especially in the space of bathrooms. So I love to have fresh eucalyptus hung up in my shower all the time. It just feels really amazing. And you could even bunch like eucalyptus and lavender together and hang them on your shower head so that when you turn on your shower, the bathroom just kind of steams up with eucalyptus and lavender as well. It just makes for a delicious scent and a delicious aroma as you shower, and it just feels really clean. But also just diffusing eucalyptus around. I like to do it in the bathrooms because, like I said, it's like that very clean, just wash sort of scent. But I also like to do it in my office space, diffusing eucalyptus. And it just smells really amazing, very earthy, very fresh, very clean, very renewing. It's just awesome. So having like wearing the lavender and then diffusing eucalyptus, those two scents together are just incredible. They're good for all times of year. But there's something about that transition between summer to fall that can sometimes feel very abrupt and very sudden. And this is like a very natural transition and segue into a new season that still offers that fresh start, but it's like an easier segue into it. And these scents I find are just very renewing, cleansing, and really help with that. The third scent that I recommend are Palo Santo sticks for scents. Oh my God, these are so good, especially when you pair them with the oils that I mentioned above. I love the smell of burning Palo Santo incense sticks. So pretty much how it works, I'll have all this stuff linked down below too. So pretty much how it works, if you guys are unfamiliar, they're like these little sticks. They look like little tiny logs of wood. You burn them and they give off such a gorgeous rustic cedarwood, very smoky smell. And when you combine it, I mean, on its own, it's incredible. But when you also combine it with the lavender and eucalyptus smells and vibe going on, oh my God, it is like such a sense of renewal. And it just smells really good. It's very earthy. It's very grounding, and it just feels really clean. Like burning candles, yes, smells amazing, but it's always that artificial smell of like pumpkin spice or apple cider. And don't get me wrong, I love those scents, but for a very earthy, grounding smell, these scents really just bring up so much like warmth and comfort and creativity. Oh, it's just like so amazing. So if you want to just burn Palo Santo sticks, it's the best. I will link some down below. And I'll just quickly burn them, run them, like smudge them like through the air, and then just blow them out. And the scent really does last for a while. And it just smells absolutely incredible. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So once you have your scents kind of going, something else that I love to have in the fall time are teas. And there are three teas that I tend to really kind of gravitate towards in the fall. The first is an adaptogen tea. Sometimes I can't say the word adaptogen, and that was an example of the time that I can't say the word adaptogen. An adaptogen tea is amazing for reducing stress because it has a blend of natural herbs and mushrooms. I will link some brands below that I really like of adaptogen teas. Just steep them and then you obviously drink them. You can, you know, pair it with whatever you would like. If you want to add like honey or any milk into it, I just drink it as it is. I personally like the taste of it, but I definitely find that it absolutely reduces stress. It's really great at lowering cortisol. And especially when I am like burning Palo Santo sticks, Palo Santo sticks. And then I will drink my adaptogen tea. Like I feel untouchable. Like I just feel like the epitome of wellness. And I feel really, really good. And that feeling in fall is something that I crave. And I think I really crave that because in the summertime, it's just go, go, go all the time. And kind of like I was saying in the beginning of this episode, I was just working a ton. And the way that I was working this summer was very like, wake up and just get going. I didn't really have a lot of time for like a stellar morning routine or a perfect day, or, you know, not that that's what I do in like the fall, winter, spring, but I definitely have more time in the fall, winter, spring for myself before I work. But in the summer, it's really just like wake up and work. So having some more time in the fall to reconnect back with scents that are grounding and teas that feel good and nourishing is something that I really crave. So that's why the adaptogen tea along with scents are something that I just love. More teas in the fall that I really love, matcha. I definitely come back to matcha a lot in the fall time. I'll link down below some matchas that I really like. I really like the Reishi brand matcha. I really like the collagen peptide matcha. Those are pretty much my two go-to. Matcha love I like, as long as it's unsweetened. Yeah, anything unsweetened matcha I like. And then you can also add in like vanilla. I think Whole Foods smells this one brand of liquid stevia, and it's like vanilla extract flavored. Really, really good. I like that in it. And yeah, so I really like having matcha with a little bit of coconut butter in it. Oh my God, it's so good. And then the last tea that I really like is hibiscus berry tea. There's something about a berry tea in the fall that feels very harvesty, and I really enjoy that scent and taste, and just holding like a warm cup of tea is amazing. To put the tea in, I will link this glass down below that I love from Amazon. Jess, my partner in business and my co-owner of Stride. I said that's so weird. My partner of business, never said that before. My co-owner of Stride. She got me these mugs for, I think it was for Christmas. She got me these mugs and I just love them. So I will link them down below. They are glass and they just have like this gorgeous pattern to them. They feel very fancy and they are just these nice big glasses of tea for your beverages and they are amazing. So those are the scents and those are the teas that I love for fall. Something else that I love for fall is reading, and especially reading on my Kindle. I love my Kindle and I recommend a Kindle to anyone and everyone that will listen to me when it comes to a Kindle. They are so easy to bring anywhere. And my mom, for example, was someone that was like, I don't want a Kindle. I like the real books, or I can read on my iPad. Like I don't need a Kindle. I got her Kindle for Mother's Day and she is obsessed to say the least. So Kindles really are just so freaking awesome. I'll link the one that I use down below, but I just love the Kindle. You can bring it everywhere in some books that I really love. The first one is The Untethered Soul. I've been talking about it a lot and that's just because it's a very life-changing book. Really opens up your eyes to a lot and it just probes a lot of questions and begs for like deeper conversations in your life. And that is really eye-opening for me. So I really love that book. But then also come fall, I do like the spooky books. I am a scaredy cat. Like I don't go to haunted houses. I think last year I made an episode about my fall bucket list and it was like, I wanted to go to 3 haunted houses. I didn't even go to one. So yeah, I'm a big scaredy cat. So I get all of my thrills through books. And my two favorite thriller authors are Charlie Donahue and Freida McFadden. Freida is really, really great because her books are really fast paced. I can typically get through them in 1 to 2 days. And I really like Charlie's books because they are very layered and he just has to be like a psychopath. Like, I don't know how someone can write like that and be an insane mind. Like, he's so layered and it's very diabolical. And I just really, really enjoy his writing. So those are my two favorite thriller authors. And I definitely recommend to check them out if you guys get a Kindle or even just any books in general, anything by the two of them. I really enjoy all their books. All right, let's get into some clothes. So I'm not the biggest like fashion influencer when it comes to clothes. I don't even really know what my style is. And I think that's just because I see stuff from Instagram or YouTube that bleeds over from TikTok. And I just get like confused because I like dressing one way, I think. But then I see how other people are dressing and then I feel super out of trend of things. So this is not meant to be like, this is what's trendy. This is for me stuff that I personally enjoy wearing in the fall time that make me feel warm, cozy, good, girly, all the sorts of things. The first one is a big chunky scarf. One of my favorites is from this boutique in local to my area. It's called Threads, and I will link it down below. But they just have like these big chunky scarves that I love. Actually, let me see if I can link that one down below because it was a boutique and I got it last year, so they probably don't carry it anymore, but I'll find something and link it. But these big chunky scarves, I just love them. Like if I can wear them as a blanket, count me in. Like I want the chunkier the better, the bigger the better. Like if I could live in the scarf, I will. So that's like my vibe for a scarf. The next thing are vests. I love a vest for fall. And it's so funny because growing up, my mom was always like, oh, just wear a vest. And I never understood a vest until now. Like now I'm older and I'm like, yeah, vests rock. Like sometimes you don't want your arms hot. You just want the center of your body to be like warmed up. Hello, that's what a vest is for. And it can also just be really, really cute to layer over basic pieces just to kind of elevate a style. It really does like zhuzh up an outfit. It really does make it go from fall. And you can wear a vest over a short sleeve t-shirt. You can wear it over a long sleeve t-shirt. You can wear it over a turtleneck. You can have them cropped. You can have them long. I just love a vest. So definitely get a vest. I would get like a regular length one and a cropped one. And you'll see like you like there is a need for both. I typically tend to use more of the cropped version of a vest, but I'm also trying to get away from so much cropped clothing. Like I'm 25, like I kind of need to grow up a little bit anyway.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The next thing, the Lululemon Align flared leggings. I can't even believe I'm calling them flared leggings because they're quite literally yoga pants, but they are amazing. So they're the Align leggings, and at the very bottom, they just have a small flare on the ankle, aka yoga pants. They are so freaking flattering. Oh my God. They make your butt look so lifted and so plump. They make your thighs look so toned and so like tight. I don't even know how to put it. Like it just like completely tones your thighs and tones your legs. It hugs your calves in the most gorgeous spot, and then it just flares out and it gives this gorgeous silhouette to your leg. It's just stunning. And because they're a little bit long, you can wear like a platform sneaker under them or any sort of platform shoe. And it will just then give you some height, which makes your legs look even longer and even more like, I don't want to keep saying the word toned, but like that's just like the only way I know how to really describe it. Like it just hugs your legs in the most perfect spot and it just makes your legs look incredible. Like these are the secret pants. I swear to God. Like these are the pants to get. And maybe I'm just really late on this trend, but if you don't have the Lululemon flared leggings, I could not recommend them more. You only need one pair. I know they're expensive. You can probably find a dupe on Amazon, but they're worth every penny in my eyes. I just love them. To go along with this, Lululemon has their, the Define jacket. Is that the one that zips up and people say it gives like the illusion of a BBL? I don't know if that's the one. I think it's the Define jacket. They have that in a cropped version and they have it in so many gorgeous colors. That is incredible. Oh my God, I love that. Pairing that with like really anything, whether it's shorts, the flared leggings, regular leggings, it's just so flattering. And the fact that it's cropped, it really, it just hits you right at the right spot where it's like below the belly button. It's above the waist, but it just fits. Like I don't know how else to explain it because it sounds like it would hit in a horrible place on my body, at least when I think about it, but it just hits perfectly and it just like snatches and it's really, really, really flattering. And the colors are just gorgeous. So I definitely recommend the Lululemon cropped zip up jacket. The next is any sort of quarter zip pullover. I'm kind of wearing one now. This one's from Aritzia, but any sort of quarter zip pullover. These are awesome. Again, you can pair these with jeans. You could pair these with shorts. You could pair these with yoga pants. You could pair these with leggings. They really do go with anything. And you could also layer them with a vest, with a scarf. Like you could do everything we're talking about. But these are really, really great because they're awesome just to pull over and to throw over like workout sets, or they can be the center of the outfit. Like they're really casual. They're really comfy. They look really fall. They just rock. There's a ton of brands that have these, so I don't have any like one in particular that I love more than the other, but I do love them all. Lastly for clothes are jeans. Abercrombie & Fitch just, I feel like it's just really killing it with the jeans right now. Right now, they have been, but their jeans are just really, really awesome. So some of the favorite styles that I really like for jeans, number one are black skinny jeans. Okay, hear me out. I know no one likes skinny jeans anymore, and maybe I'm sounding like, I don't know, really I'm dating myself. I don't know. There are times when you just want a pair of black skinny jeans because you can't wear leggings, but you want a black pant and you want it to be tight. That's where the black skinny jeans comes in. It's a fall staple. It's a wardrobe staple. You don't have to wear them every day, but I swear it's just a wardrobe staple. And Abercrombie & Fitch has a really nice pair. I always like their Curve Love just because I tend to have like more so of a bigger butt, a smaller waist, larger thighs, and yeah, so the Curve Love just fits me really well. And I really, really like their Curve Love skinny jeans in black. They are really awesome and really form-fitting. Some other jeans that I really like from Abercrombie. I love their ultra high-rise straight 90s medium wash with a raw hem. I feel like that is so fall. And the straight jean is really flattering. It's like a good mix between a skinny and a baggy. It just, again, really elongates the leg. And I think I said high rise because I prefer high rise jeans for me. It elongates the leg, but having that raw hem kind of just keeps the leg going. It doesn't just bluntly cut the leg off at the ankle. And the raw hem allows for really good pairing with all sorts of shoes, whether it's sneakers, heels, boots, stuff like that. Sometimes I find that when I have like a normal hem where, you know, the jean ends, it just looks really blunt and abrupt on my leg. But when it's raw, it just kind of flows out of it. And I really prefer that. And I also prefer this to have no rips in the jeans. And then the last pair that I recommend are the wide leg jeans from Abercrombie. I also get the ultra high rise Curve Love baggy jeans. They might be called wide leg jeans. Either way, I love them. They are really, really great. I feel like these are really good for wearing with sneakers. You could even wear these with heels and just like a tighter top. And I think that's really flattering. In the summertime, I love wearing baggy jeans with a tight top, and I kind of like to bring that into fall too, but I'll typically just switch the pants to more of a jean or a cargo instead of like a linen. I typically wear linen pants in the summertime. I don't really like shorts, so I'll just wear like linen pants. And I really like that transition from the summer to the fall. It works really well for me, and I feel very confident in those sorts of jeans. So those are like the three jeans that I recommend for your summer, or sorry, your fall wardrobe. I also have this one pair of Zara jeans that I got years ago, and I swear they're like unicorn pants because I've never been able to find them again. They fit me like a glove, and they're like a good mom jean. So they're like in between a straight and a baggy. They're really nice and they're very form-fitting, but they kind of just, they come up a little bit higher. So I like to wear those with heels or something. And it just kind of shows up my ankle a little bit more. So yeah. Anyway, those three jeans I really like. All right, let's talk about shoes. I have this pair of smiley face slippers from Amazon that I'm just obsessed with. Love them for the fall time. And I think just having slippers around the house is really fun. And every time I get a pedicure, my pedicure lady always makes sure that I have slippers for the house because she's like, it's really going to help with not having dry feet. So that's a good tip. Thank you. So yeah, I will link them down below. They're so freaking cute. I love them. They have a smiley face on them. They're pink. They're super cute. Another pair of shoes for fall. I really like cowboy boots, but I like low cowboy boots, meaning ones that hit just above the ankle. And I like the ones that are nude and they have more of like a darker base to them. I'll link a pair down below that I really like. But I just love the low cowboy boots. Don't get me wrong, like summertime, I love a high rise cowboy boot, but there's something about just low cowboy boots in fall that I think could be paired with so much and look so, so fall and really good. The next are those Tazo UGG slippers, but in like a lighter color. I think those are really fall. They're really flattering. You can wear those with jeans. You can wear them as house slippers. You can wear them anywhere. You can also get the dupes on Amazon. They're really awesome. They are definitely some of my favorite shoes, and I'm pretty much going to be living in them for the fall. To go along with those, I really like scrunchy white socks. I wear a brand from Aritzia, the TNA brand I really like. I'll just link a couple down below, but scrunchy white socks I wear for every outfit, like in the fall time. They're just like always my go-to. The next thing are loafers. I think having loafers either open back or sling back are really flattering for the fall. And I personally like when my loafers have like a square or a point to them, it elongates your leg again. And they're just very flattering. I see ballet flats coming back. I don't think it's for me. I just don't think that'll do good things to my leg. I feel like I already have very round calves, and I think that would just make my calves look even more round. So I'm going to be skipping out on that trend. So I will stick to the pointed or the square-toed option for loafers. But loafers really do elevate any sort of look. And I think when you're looking, I have a problem with like in-between shoes because I either want to wear like high heels or sneakers. And I don't really have like an in-between shoe that's closed toe. And that's where the loafer is the in-between shoe that's closed toe. And I really love them. So they're awesome. Couldn't recommend more. And then lastly, walking sneakers. I really like the Cloud Nova by On. Also, I just learned that On is not On Cloud. I thought their brand was called On Cloud. It's just called On. I don't like that. I wish it was called On Cloud because that's how I've been saying it for the past like 4 years. So the Cloud Novas by the brand On, I really like them for walking. They're great sneakers. I feel like they're really flattering. They give you some height. They give you a little bit of platform. But I really like them for walking and all sorts of things that we do in the fall. I'll link them down below. I like the all white pair. All right, let's talk about a bag. So there's this bag from the other week. We had a pop-up at Stride Sea Isle, and it was this boutique, Shop Ballow, and it was so freaking cute. You guys know those big like quilted tote bags that rock? Yeah, it was that, but mini. Oh my God, it was so good. I will link down below the boutique, and she's a small business. So if you guys want to order directly from her, it would just be like so awesome instead of like going on Amazon or something, ordering directly from her and just requesting like that small quilted bag. When I say it's perfect for fall, like it could not be more perfect for fall. Like I bring this little bag with me everywhere. It's so freaking cute. I'm in love. I'm obsessed with it. It's this perfect like burnt orange color, and it's just so stunning. Could not recommend it enough. All right, let's go on to nails. So I am rocking the natural nails. I took off any artificial nail in maybe the beginning of summer. I got my nails done once down the shore and I was like, I just don't feel like going to get my nails done again. So actually, no, maybe it was like July. I filed off all my nails. I had dip on. I just filed them all off. I was like, I'm just going to do natural. And my nails have grown like a weed. They have pretty much all grown out now. And it's pretty much just back to my natural nail by this point. And my nails are really, really strong. They have not been strong in years. I'm talking like at least 10 years. I started getting my nails done when I was in seventh grade. And like every 2 weeks would not do it. And then it stopped when the world shut down and I was like, I don't know how to do my own nails. And that's when I tried to learn, whatever. I went back to go get my nails done and it's just such a pain going to get your nails done, like going to the nail salon, sitting down, like waiting. Like it's just such a pain to get your nails done. So I was like, you know what? I'm just over it. So I filed them all off and I've just been painting my nails with natural nail polish and I'm like obsessed, like hack. Just paint your nails. Anyway, this is one coat of bubble bath and one coat of OPI, put it in neutral. Love it. I had a wedding yesterday, which is why I have this color on my nails right now. I switched it out for the outfit. You can do that when you just paint your nails. But anyway, any sort of nail polish colors, I've been loving like an earthy green and a taupey brown. I have like a very taupey earth toned brown on my toes right now, and I really love it. So something like that for the fall time, I just love like the earth tone browns of it all and kind of getting away from nail designs, just like either natural nails or just a solid tone of nails and also short nails. I'm just really over like long nails at the moment. I don't know. I'm like really in a natural era. Like my hair color is completely natural. I've not put any bleach on my hair since 2021. I haven't gotten my hair glazed since February of 2023. So I'm just like very in my natural era right now. I'm really loving it. I have no self-tan on. I just feel like this is how I was designed to look. I mean, it's how I naturally look. And I'm just embracing it for the first time in my whole life, I feel like. And it just feels really good. So I really just like it. Anyway, all right, let's go into makeup. Speaking of natural, a lip combo. I love switching up my lips to go from summertime to fall time. The rest of my makeup really does pretty much stay the same. The only thing that I'll really zhuzh up or switch up, I have a really good skin routine with like my face and like my makeup for my base. I will link that video down below. I did a makeup tutorial on it on my YouTube channel. I'll link it down below. The face is the same. The eyes are the same. The only thing is like now I'll add in maybe like a darker shadow onto my eyelids for like a liner on my upper and lower. I really have been into like rimming my eyes again and like really popping my blue eyes against my dark hair. I really do like doing that. Or I'll just add more like copper tones in my eyeshadow. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. But my lips do change. So I line my lips with Los Angeles Lip Liner by NYX. Love it. It's really, really great. And then I will pair it with the Sugar Buxom Lip Gloss. Those two paired together are like a match made in heaven. They are just gorgeous. They are stunning. I love them together. And yesterday I had a wedding and it was a summer wedding and I still wore that lip combo and I loved it. It was very mature, very grown up, but very like sexy still. Like it wasn't like professional. You know that feeling when you're like, but there's like a point in your life when you can't dress like you're in college anymore, but you want to have a mature sense of style. So you just look like you're going to a work happy hour all the time. Like that's where I'm trying to like escape from and figure out like what is my style. Anyway, this lip combo was like the mature makeup look without looking like I'm going to a work happy hour. Like it was mature and sexy, which is like what I was looking for. And I loved it. And I really like this combo. It's great for fall. It's great for all the time. And the lip gloss also will be plumping lip gloss. So your lips will plump up with it. And it's really awesome. All right. My next favorite. I just got a new water bottle. This is the Owala water bottle. The reason I wanted a new water bottle is because I was over the Stanley's because, you know, they rock, but there was at a point where I was like, okay, I don't want to be the girl that's also like carrying the white Stanleys around and we can't tell whose is whose. Like, I was like the fifth white Stanley to be at the party. You know what I mean? Like, I just, whose is whose? Like, that's just where, you know, that was like the energy. So I was like, I just want a new water bottle, but I want something that has a straw, but that the straw is easy to clean. And long story short, I ended up on the Owala water bottle wave, and I got it at Dick's Sporting Goods. And when I was checking out, the girl was like, oh, this is really trending on TikTok right now. So I don't know if she lied to me or if that's actually the truth, but if that is the case and I am being trendy with TikTok, I'm really glad to be part of the trend because this water bottle rocks. It has a handle for carrying, which is awesome. You pop a button and then it opens up and it has a straw, but the straw is like so hidden. It doesn't even look like it has a straw, but you can also just like chug it with like a chug lid. It keeps your water cold. I really like it. It doesn't spill. Stanley can't say that. I'd really like this water bottle and I really just want to drink more water. Like, I'm really bad with drinking water, you guys. I just need to be better with it. Some of the friends that we were with last night, she was telling me that she had a kidney stone and now she's like crazy about drinking water. And if that doesn't reiterate the fact that I just need to drink water, I don't know what else does. I just need to do it. We all need to do it. Speaking of drinking water, I'm just in such a love affair right now with Spindrift sparkling water. It's so good. Jess, my business partner, like I said, she loves Spindrift. And so I've always drank it, but recently I bought the lime sparkling water from Spindrift. Oh my God, it's so good. So I really love the lime, but they also have a spiced apple cider flavor for the fall time and it's just chef's kiss. So yeah, any sort of like Spindrift sparkling water, count me all the way in. I am obsessed with it. The next thing that I love for fall, random because it's not really fall branded, but I love having a laptop stand to raise my laptop. The reason that I put this with fall favorites is because, like I was saying, the summer was just really crazy with like work. So also when I'm at the beach, I don't really have like my normal dedicated work from home workspace. But now that I'm back in my office, I love having everything like set up and I really love, you know, working my home office. And having a laptop stand to raise my laptop is game changer because when your eyes are looking up, you're not going to get as tired when you work. If you're looking down, your eyes are going to kind of signal that like you're tired and your brain actually gets tired. So if you have your gaze either eye level or 1 inch or so higher, you're more alert. And I learned that from Andrew Huberman. So raising your laptop or your computer or whatever it is and looking up when you work instead of looking down is going to significantly increase your alertness levels, your productivity, and you're going to stay more awake. So I love doing that just because it is a fun way to really just be back in the swing of work and in my home office, which I love. Speaking of home office, I love having, I wanted to just throw in like two fun things. I have a TV in my home office, which is just the best. Like, I love having a TV in the office because I just like having something on in the background, whether it's music or a show or a podcast. Like, if I'm in deep work, I have like a frequency music on. I talked about that in last week's episode. But if I'm just doing like admin work or just like mindless stuff, I want something on in the background just so I'm not like alone. I don't know. It's comforting. So two shows that I love to put on in the background. The first one is Top Chef. There's something about having a cooking show on in the background that's very comforting. And the second are any sort of old Housewives episodes. I'm talking like old school Jersey, old school Orange County, old school Beverly Hills, old school Atlanta. Like, those are the best Housewives to have on when you're just like working and you just like don't want to feel alone. They're really awesome. Also, podcast. There are tons of podcasts that I love to listen to, but when it comes to mindless shows with video podcasts and I can just put on my TV while I work, I love The Toast. And recently I've been getting into the BFFs podcast. Again, just like mindless stuff that are video podcasts that have like something that I can watch, that I can put on, that are at least an hour long, and they're just really good company while I do some work at home. Finally, the last thing that I wanted to say that I love for the fall time is yoga. The reason I'm bringing this up in the fall is because the fall time is, like I said, a time of new beginnings. And this summer, I really got into the practice of yoga and I have just absolutely fallen in love with it. I've learned so much, not only about yoga, but about myself through yoga. And I've learned so much about the actual practice of it and just how deep-rooted it is and how it's really just such a special practice, and I'm really excited to learn so much more about it, and something that I eventually want to, you know, begin to retain all the knowledge and then share it and teach it more. And it's, I just love everything about yoga. So I just feel like it's very rooted at the center of everything that I'm practicing and have been manifesting for years. And it's just like, I just really love it. So in this season of wellness and freshness and new beginnings, I just wanted to include yoga, that I really love yoga, especially in the fall. And I'm really excited for what's to come with that. But anyway, okay, guys, those are my fall favorites. So these are like cozy and new beginnings and fresh and cleansing, but still fall and comforting. So kind of just a little bit of everything. We got some wellness stuff. We have some trending, dare I say, stuff. We have some health stuff. We have some beauty stuff. Just a little bit of everything. So I would love to know what your guys' fall favorites are. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please be sure to leave it a 5-star review wherever you guys are listening. Be sure to go watch this on YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are almost at 1,000 subscribers. So I would love to get that up to 1,000. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today and have an amazing fall. Enjoy the last few weeks of summertime. And if you guys are starting classes or a job or work today, whatever it might be, good luck. And I love you guys. Happy Manifest Monday. And I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Bye, guys.